Hi friends, you're watching Let's Talk in English. My name is Pauline. Are you ready to solve a mystery?
Hello friends, my name is Peter. Yes, I'm ready. Today's topic is mystery.
Today's title is, Where is Mr. F? Where is Mr. F? Peter, who is Mr. F?
No, not who, where. Our title today is, Where is Mr. F?
I know that, Peter, but I don't know who Mr. F is. Do you?
Oh, I'm sorry. I forgot that you're still new here. Well, if you don't know who Mr. F is, he is another detective that works with Mr. E. He is very tall and has brown hair.
Oh, okay. Thanks. But wait. The title of our lesson is, Where is Mr. F? That means the detective is missing. Is Mr. E missing too?
Well, I don't think so, but I don't know quite yet. We'll have to watch to find out.
Well, first, before we do that, we need to learn our key words for today. That's very important. So let's go to Christina now.
Hello, 今天E先生来到了办公室见到 Janice, 他看起来很烦恼的样子。所以E先生问他 ,What's wrong? 形容词 wrong 除了表达错误的意思也可以表示出问题不正常的意思。Janice 很担心 F 先生，他觉得 F 先生好像出事了。他们看到 F 先生的桌上到处都有文件，书上还有一个圆面包 ,There is a bun on a book.名词 bun 指的是圆形的面包或者是小餐包。F 先生的桌上很混乱，但是却看不到 F 先生在哪里。Janice 觉得一定有不好的事发生了。Something bad happened. 动词 happen 就是发生的意思。E 先生摸了一下 F 先生桌上的咖啡，发现还是热的，所以他说 He is nearby. 这里的 nearby 表示在附近。最后他们发现 F 先生坐在储藏室的地上。He is sitting on the floor. 名词 floor 是地板、地面。他们是怎么找到 F 先生的呢？我们一起来看看吧。
It is Wednesday morning. I am late for work. I run down the street. I go into the police station. I see Janice.She is a police officer, and she is upset.
What's wrong?
I ask.
Oh, Mr. E!
She says.
I'm worried about Mr. F.
Where is he?
I ask.
I don't know,
says Janice.
Maybe he is hurt. Look at his desk. Oh, good. At least Mr. E isn't missing.He'll help us solve today's mystery. What is the mystery today, Peter?
Well, how about this? Let's start at the beginning. It's Wednesday morning and Mr. E is going to work. But he isn't walking to work. He's running down the street.
Why is he running? Is he trying to catch someone?
No, he's running because he's late for work.
Oh, I understand. If I am late for work...I run too. Oh, and that is today's grammar point. Let's go to Rebecca to learn more. Rebecca?
Hello, friends! It's that time of day when you get to learn a new grammar point. Are you ready? Well, if you want to say that you run somewhere, you can use this grammar point. For example, I run in the park. Or...I run to school. Ready? Then go on and use it.
Thanks, Rebecca. So I run across the street before the light turns red. Pauline, when do you run?
I run to catch the bus.
Ooh, good one. Okay, so Mr. E runs to work because he's late. At the station, he sees Janice. So who is Janice?
Janice is a police officer at the station. Mr. E notices that she looks upset.
Upset. That means unhappy, maybe worried, stressed, or sad about something. Why is Janice upset?
Well, Mr. E wonders the same thing. He asks her, what's wrong?
One meaning of wrong is the opposite of right. It means not correct. Teachers often use red pens and mark everything you get wrong on a test.
Right. But today we're using the word in a different way. It's like another word for problem. If someone is sad or worried, there's a problem. And you can ask, what's wrong?
Yes, what's wrong is a really good question to ask when you want to know why someone is upset or you see something's wrong.
Well, we know Mr. E is a kind and polite person, so he asks Janice this nice question. What's wrong?
And what does Janice say is wrong? What's the problem?
The problem is she doesn't know where Mr. F is. She says she's worried about him.
Ooh, well, let's find out what happens. Here's part two.
We look at Mr. F's desk. There are papers everywhere. There is a bun on a book. And there's coffee on the desk.
See?
Says Janice.
Something bad happened.
I touched the coffee. It is still hot.
He's nearby,
I say. Now there's coffee on my hand. I reach for a tissue, but the box is empty.
Okay, so what is wrong with Mr. F's desk?
Well, it's a mess. There are papers everywhere. There is a bun sitting on a book and a cup of coffee on the desk.
Interesting. I like having a snack and coffee when I'm working at my desk, but I don't leave the coffee and snacks sitting around like that.
Good point. Well, maybe Mr. F went to the bathroom. I might leave my snack to go use the bathroom or do something quick.
That's a good point. But I think Janice has been looking for Mr. F for more than 5 minutes.
That is a long time to leave your coffee. So Janice thinks something bad happened.
Something bad happened.
Well, we don't know for sure yet. Janice just thinks so.
Okay, well, true. But something bad happened. That's today's
calendar phrase.
Something bad happened.
Something bad happened.
发生了不好的事。
Something bad happened.
Oh no.
Something bad happened.
I'm so sorry.
Something bad happened.
What happened?
School started.
Oh. That is bad.
Something bad happened.
Something bad happened.
发生了不好的事。
So Janice thinks something is wrong because Mr. E left his coffee and bun at the desk. But at least we know Mr. F was at work and we know he was there recently.
How do we know that, Pauline?
Well, Mr. E touched the coffee. It's still hot. Coffee that sits on a desk for a long time is cold. But Mr. F's coffee isn't cold. It's hot. So we know it's a new cup of coffee.
Oh, and that is why Mr. E says that Mr. F is nearby.
Yes, Mr. E was probably gone no more than 10 or 15 minutes.So he didn't have time to go far.
But they still don't know where he is. Now what are they going to do?
Well, Mr. E is thinking. He has coffee on his hands, so he reaches for a tissue. A tissue is what you use to blow your nose or dry your hands.
Right. And let's have Christina explain what it means to reach for something a little bit more.
因先生的手沾了咖啡，所以他伸手去拿面纸。I reach for a tissue。动词 reach 讲的是伸出手这个动作，而片语 reach for something 则表示伸手去拿或接某样东西。比如说，电话铃声响了，所以 I reached for the phone。我伸手去拿电话。或者回到家要开门了，所以 he reaches for the keys。他伸手去拿钥匙，这些都是 reach for something 的用法。
Thanks, Christina. So Mr. E reaches for a tissue, but the box of tissues is empty. That's interesting. Do you think that is a clue, Peter?
It might be. Friends, what do you think happened to Mr. F? Talk about it during the break, and then we'll come back to find out the answer.Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Let's talk in English. 10 minutes every day. That's the way.
Peter, I know you like to drink tea more than coffee. So what kind of snacks do you like to eat with your tea?
Well, I love anything sweet, like pastries, cookies, buns, bread. Every time I see something like that, I want a cup of coffee or tea. And every time I have tea, I want a cookie or a bun.
Well, I agree. But we can't talk about that anymore now. It is time for us to watch part 3 and find out what happened to Mr. F.
I have an idea.
Where is the extra tissue?
I ask.
I don't know,
says Janice.
Maybe it is in the storage room.
We go to the storage room. The door is locked, but I can hear something inside. Janice has a key.She opens the door. Mr. F is sitting on the floor.
Nice to see you,
says Mr. F.
Peter, can you remind us what happened before the break?
Sure. Well, Mr. E goes to work, and he finds that Mr. F is gone. The coffee is still warm, so...He must be close, nearby.
That's right. Mr. E touches Mr. F's coffee to see if it's still hot. Then he tries to wipe his hands with a tissue, but the tissue box is empty.
So Mr. E had an idea. He asked Janice where to get more tissues.
Janice says they might be in the storage room. Peter, what is a storage room?
Well, it's a room for our storage, of course.
Oh, thanks a lot, Peter. I knew that. Never mind. I'll ask Christina. Christina, can you help us with this word, storage?
尹先生想知道存放面纸的地方。Janice 说或许是在储藏室里。Maybe it is in the storage room.我们来看 storage 这个字，它是名词，储存或者是仓库的意思。所以 storage room 就是储藏室。有一点比较特别的就是我们要学习字尾 age 的发音，它的 a 发的是短音的 e， 念成 storage。其实在英文里有很多类似的例子，只要是 age 在多音节字的字尾，通常不是重音 ，a 就会发 e。我们来看几个例子。第一个字是 package， package。第二个字 garbage， garbage。第三个字 cabbage， cabbage。最后一个字 shortage， shortage。这个字念对了吗？希望下次你看到类似的字，就算没有见过，也能够正确的念出它的读音来。
Thanks, Christina. Okay, so Janice takes Mr. E to the storage room. The door is locked, That means you need a key to open that door.
Right. Thankfully, Janice has a key. Behind the door, they hear something inside. Is it a rat? Or maybe it's a stray cat?
No. Of course, well, we know now, when Janice opens the door, they see Mr. F.
Oh, I understand what happened now. Mr. F needed more tissues. He went to the storage room to get them, but the door closed behind him. He got locked inside the storage room.
Mystery solved. Poor Mr. F. He must be embarrassed.
And uncomfortable. There aren't any chairs in the storage room, so he had to sit on the floor and wait for someone to find him.
Well, has this ever happened to you? Have you ever been locked into a room by accident?
No, but I have locked myself out before. I locked myself out of my apartment once. I walked out of the door and then realized the door had locked behind me and my keys were still inside.
Oh no, so you were locked out.
Exactly.
Well, I think it's better to be locked out than locked in. Friends, we hope you enjoyed this mystery, but now it's time to review. Let's take a look at those keywords.
Here's your first keyword for today. Wrong. Wrong. I know something is wrong.
Bun. Bun. Let's get some buns for dinner.
Happen. Happen. It happened at 2 p.m.
Nearby. Nearby. Joanne lives nearby.
Floor. Floor. The pen is on the floor. All right, friends, those are our keywords for today. Keep on studying at home. Now let's review our story one more time.
It is Wednesday morning. I am late for work. I run down the street. I go into the police station. I see Janice. She is a police officer. And she is upset.
What's wrong?
I ask.
Oh, Mr. E!
She says.
I'm worried about Mr. F.
Where is he?
I ask.
I don't know,
says Janice.
Maybe he is hurt. Look at his desk.
We look at Mr. F's desk. There are papers everywhere. There is a bun on a book. And there's coffee on the desk.
See?
Says Janice.
Something bad happened.
I touch the coffee. It is still hot.
He is nearby,
I say. Now there's coffee on my hand. I reach for a tissue, but the box is empty. I have an idea.
Where is the extra tissue?
I ask.
I don't know,
says Janice.
Maybe it is in the storage room.
We go to the storage room. The door is locked, but I can hear something inside. Janice has a key. She opens the door. Mr. F is sitting on the floor.
Nice to see you,
says Mr. F.
Hey, where is James? Did anyone see James? Oh, his coffee is here. Oh, and his donut is here. James must be nearby. But I don't see him. Oh, this is a mystery. Where is James? Hope nothing bad happened. Hey! Oh, look! There's a box of tissues. But it's empty. Oh, I know. James needed more tissues. He probably went to the storage room. Oh, did you hear that?
Help! Help! I'm locked in the storage room.
Oh, no! Well, mystery solved. James is locked in the storage room. I'll go and unlock the door. After I have coffee and a donut.
Well, friends, thanks for joining us again today. I hope you enjoyed the mystery. It's always one of my favorite shows of the month.
Well, I still have one mystery that hasn't been solved.
Okay, what is it?
Well, remember Mr. F's desk? It was a mess. There was the bun on, you know, on the book and the coffee. Is he just a messy person, or was there some kind of mystery there?
That's a good question, but I think that one would be easy to solve.
Oh, true. But I think I'm going to talk to Mr. F's mother. I don't think he likes to clean up very much.
That's a good idea. I was thinking you could solve the mystery by asking Mr. E, but I think his mom might be a better person to ask.
Well, friends, thanks for joining us for today's mystery. Come back tomorrow for another show, right here on
Let's Talk in English.
Goodbye.